I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife resources report as the warmer temperatures of spring begin to arrive, so do the songbirds from their southern migration. We'll talk more about the return of those spring migrants in a moment. Are you looking for an effective way to help needy West Virginians? The Mountaineer Food Bank needs your help in support of Hunters Helping the Hungry. This program provides nutritious venison donated by deer hunters to hundreds of less fortunate families in West Virginia. And your monetary donation would greatly enhance this worthwhile effort. Call 558-2771 for more information on Hunters Helping the Hungry in West Virginia. That's 558-2771. West Virginia Hunters Helping the Hungry. Over the course of the next few weeks, look and listen for more birds to start showing up in West Virginia. Rob Tallman with the West Virginia DNR explains the first of these are probably already back.
First few things start to see usually the robins and red-winged blackbirds are usually one of the first, grackles. You see some seagulls come through on occasion.
Did he say seagull in West Virginia?
Yeah, they pass through and occasionally when it's foggy or the weather's bad, they'll come down and land and spend a while feeding.
Well, there are the ones we always look for, though, and they're on their way as well.
The warblers seem, are a big draw because they're really colorful and they do congregate and they move through in flocks or waves. And you can get several species in one tree, in the late April. Warblers, tanagers, vireos, things like that.
Like Rob said, the bulk of the migrants' return is really about a month away.
Another month from now probably be, quite a bit more activity. You just kind of get out early in the morning, and, most of these species fly through the night. And then, first thing of the morning, they'll start feeding and stuff again and spend the day in an area. So if you can get out there early of a morning, you can usually see a lot of activity.
Most of the birds are returning north to begin nesting for this season.
They come back here to nest, or a lot of them are moving even further north, and they're just stopping off to refuel, so to speak. Our breeding bird counts that we conduct here at DNR, I think this year's May 27th is our kind of arbitrary cutoff. We'll start the counts then, and everything will be considered a breeding bird or a resident bird from that point on.
And believe it or not, one of the migratory birds that we have in West Virginia is the bald eagle. Yes, indeed. Not a migrant, as you would think, that goes to South America, but the bald eagles that live here throughout the summer months usually go down into the Georgia area, and the ones that we see through the winter are actually migrators who have taken up residence for the winter here in West Virginia from Canada. Like Rob said, the morning hours are the best time to hear and see the return of the spring migrants in your neighborhood. So set your alarm early and be there to hear the chorus of spring in the great state of West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.